International Bible Studies. Lesson for December 19, 2021. A just and righteous government. Key verse, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9 verse 7. Selected Scripture. Isaiah 9 verse 2 through 7. The disobedience of Adam and Eve in eating the forbidden fruit caused them to be condemned to death. Because of this, they were cast out of Eden, and untold sorrow commenced for all their posterity who have ever lived. Nevertheless, God provided a glimmer of hope that a seed would come forth and rectify mankind's disastrous circumstances because of the evil which ensued. Genesis 3 verse 6 through 24. As a means of demonstrating his intention to recover the human family from the fall, the Heavenly Father selected the nation of Israel as chosen for his own inheritance. Psalms 33 verse 12. If obedient to their covenant, they would become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus 19 verse 5 and 6. Later, Isaiah prophesied, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and not increased the joy, they joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil." Isaiah 9 verse 2 and 3. The foregoing passage was not applicable during Isaiah's day. It pertained to the time when Christ Jesus presented himself to the nation of Israel as their Messiah during his first advent. The yoke of sorrow, pain, and injustice under Satan's rule will not be broken until God's kingdom of righteousness is established. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. Then an understanding of the ransom as well as restitution blessings for mankind will enlighten everyone concerning God's plan, centered in Jesus. Isaiah 9 verse 4 through 6. Our key verse asserts that unlike mankind's elusive attempts throughout history to establish an enduring righteous government, this will only be achieved under the authority of the glorified Christ and his church. As footstep followers of the Master, we desire to serve the Heavenly Father with all of our power, mind, being and strength. This takes energetic devotion to put into daily practice, and it is in proportion to our love for the Lord that we will make corresponding, zealous efforts to fight the good fight of faith against fleshly propensities. God's requirements for Israel were not met in a satisfactory manner and, therefore, they lost the opportunity as a nation to be associated with our Lord in blessing all mankind during the kingdom of righteousness for which Christ taught his disciples to pray. Matthew 6 verse 5 through 15. May we daily manifest obedience to the terms of our covenant of sacrifice, thus enabling us to participate in the marvelous privilege of helping to reconcile the human family back to God. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20 verse 6.